Now, beloved, there's something I want to share with you this morning. Hear me. Christ is the perfection. Yesterday I started this. Christ is your perfection. Hear me. Christ is your perfection. Yesterday I started this. Knowing Christ and the power in Him. Most of us do not understand the power in the law. Hear me carefully. Hear me. A lot of us do not know. Yesterday I told you about in Matthew chapter 19 verse number 16, when a young man came to Jesus, he was like, Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? And Bible said Jesus told him, hear me, do good, do this, do that, do this. When you read the scripture carefully, Bible said he came to tempt Jesus to justify himself. He came to justify himself. You cannot justify yourself. We live by grace. You cannot justify yourself. He came to show Jesus his perfection. Now Jesus said, it is not enough. Do you know something? If you want to have eternal life, if you want to go above people seeing you that you are good, go and sell whatever you have and come and follow me. Now, look at the description Jesus gave. Jesus said, Bible said, and the young man left because he has so much riches. And yesterday I made the people understand that it's not about the riches of the man. It's not because you are rich. That's not a symbol there. It's a symbol of arrogancy, and it's a symbol of not being able to humble yourself. A lot of people are there and they can tell you, oh, as for me, I am my own church. I don't need to believe in anything. Whatever I have, I've gotten everything. I am perfect. I'm even better than the pastor. I am even better than this person. I am even better than the pastor. So I don't go to church. I don't do anything. Yes. That's what they claim. The moment they are praying for something and they get the thing, they put Jesus aside. They feel they have everything. And that spirit of the devil comes upon us. The moment we have a little, we feel that now you have your car, you are driving, you have your job, you have your marriage, you have this. You think you have settled down. Yes. Then we begin to show. We begin to condemn people. Let me tell you. You are not who you are because you directed yourself that way. You are who you are because the Lord has made you so. Let me tell you, it's not because you are too holy. Bible said even our righteousness is like a filthy rag. It's not because you are too beautiful. That is why you got in the marriage. Go and look at the number of beautiful ladies there. It's not because you have a very, very best, the best character in the world. That's why you are married. It's not because you are very hardworking. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 11 will tell you that the race is not for the swift, neither food for the wise, but it is time and chance. What they are going to talk about, this time and chance. This time and chance. It is time and opportunity. So the moment your time comes and an opportunity opens for you, then you blow. Yes. You know, it's not because there are a lot of people who went to school with very, very brilliant, but you ask yourself, where are they today? And you yourself, maybe when you were going to school, you are very brilliant. Some people who are not like you, look at their life today. They are even more blessed than you are. That's how I can say. They have worthy things than you have. Beloved. Beloved. It's not because of you doing anything. The young man thinks that whatever he has gotten, it is by his power. And Jesus said, lose that thing. Be like Job. Be like Job and come and follow. Even Job's own is higher than your own. Just go and sell only your possession. Job lost everything he had. He continued to be in the Lord. So Jesus said, come and follow me. Do you know why Jesus asked him to come and follow? It's because the moment you follow Christ, you learn his ways to become perfect. So he is the perfection in our life. You are not perfect. Some of us, people see us the way we are, not because of anything. It's because we are walking in the steps of Christ. Because you have chosen the path of Christ. Because you have decided to walk with him. For Bible says in Psalm 91, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now hear me. The moment you are under the secret place of Jesus, his shadow covers you. And any shadow that covers another shadow, nobody will see you. All they can see is Jesus. The reason why people are seeing you, sometimes people call you a sofa mommy, pastor, and here and there. It's not because you are doing something so great. It's because you are walking in the steps of Christ. It's because you are walking in the steps of Christ. And you are following the steps of Christ. Beloved, it is Christ that can prepare you. It is Christ. So Lord, you can ask God, is that Lord, set my life on fire for you. May I be in your bosom day by day. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father. The young man did not know that following Christ is inheritance unto him. He thought he can be perfect by himself. He thought it was his own power, his own doing. And Jesus said, put your pride aside. So Jesus quoted to the man, to his disciples, said, it will be hard for a rich man, somebody who thinks he has gotten everything, he doesn't need God, to enter into the eye of a needle than a camel. Just ask yourself, how big is a candle? Look at the candle. Look at how huge. The camel is even bigger than a horse. The camel is bigger than a donkey. So listen carefully. Look at the needle. Sometimes some of you have used needle before. Putting a thread in the eye of a needle. Let's look at how difficult it is. You have to be careful before it goes through. And Jesus could say that proverb. It should tell you that Jesus was not talking about just the riches. He's talking about the pride of mind, the arrogancy. When we feel we have gotten everything we have because of our doing. When we look down on people, because I can tell you at that time, maybe he'll be having a donkey. Because even when Jesus wanted to go to Jerusalem, he had to go and borrow for a donkey. Yes. Jesus had nothing. But I can tell you, he was having everything. So he could look at Jesus, because Jesus one time said, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man does not have a sleeping place. So you could just imagine how he was looking at Jesus. He could see Jesus as nobody. How can you nobody? You have never worked before. But he has forgotten that those who were following Jesus, Peter was a businessman. He was owning his own sheep and boat. Peter could have also said, Jesus, after Jesus made them catch a lot of fish, that was the genesis of their blessing. They could have said, enough, we have gotten what we want. Jesus, you can go. But when Jesus said, come and follow me, Bible said they left and came to follow Jesus. Some of us, no matter who we are, we still trust in the Lord. I want you to continue trusting in the Lord. For in moving in the steps of Christ, he will make you perfect for the day ahead. Bible says in John chapter 8, Bible said that they brought a woman, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Beloved, I'm not here to condemn you. Neither am I here to look down on you. My duty in your life is to lift up your spirit and give you what God has sent me to give unto you. No, for Bible says, there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. No matter what, some of you, maybe when you were coming up, you have an abortion or something like that. You were living a bad life. That bad life used to call you and tell you, because you do this, you do that, you do this, you did this, you did that. That is why you are going through this. But I'm here to tell you, your life is not condemned. You are not condemned. Just commit your ways to the Lord. Beloved, just sit close to him. Sit close to him. Ha! You are telling God, may I be for you, oh God. Maybe you did something some time ago. Bible said, in John 8, Atu, are you there? Is Atu there? Somebody should call Atu for me. Ah, Bible said, they brought a lady who was caught in the act of adultery. And they brought the lady to Jesus. And they said, Jesus, we caught her in the act. Some of us, we have done certain things in the past. People know who you are, so sometimes they make mockery of you. Sometimes you yourself, because of the past experience, the things you have done, those things begin to haunt you and tell you, it's because you did this, that is why you are suffering, that is why you are going through this. I tell you, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You are not condemned. The devil is a liar. I say, the devil is a liar. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Beloved, you are not condemned. It doesn't matter. Ah! Ah! Hear me, you are not condemned. allow the devil to put things in your mind and condemn you. Bible said, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came to him. And he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. Hear me, a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Now you know the story. Bible said, And Jesus bowed down and he wrote something on the ground. They were watching, and then he stood up and he said, if any of you here have not sinned before, let that person throw the first stone. If the devil tried to accuse you, ask the devil, haven't you sinned against God before? For you, I am not saying you should go and sin, but I'm telling you that don't allow the devil to continue. Don't allow the devil. Don't allow the devil to continue to intimidate you with your past. Don't allow the devil to intimidate you with your past. Yes, I'm telling you. We walk in the perfection of Christ. Unless you don't walk in it. For me, I walk in the perfection of Christ. Not my perfection, but in the perfection of Christ. The Bible said, and Jesus wrote on the ground again. Then all of them begin to run away. See, and Jesus said, if these people have not condemned you, who am I to condemn you? Let me tell you something, and then I'm going to end. Bible said, this same woman, Mary Magdalene, was the same woman who came to pour out a perfume on the legs of Jesus, which can be a whole year's salary of somebody. So Bible said, the disciples said, hey, this thing can be a whole year's salary of somebody. I don't know your salary. Can you pick your whole year's salary and pour it under the feet of Christ? Can you pick your salary and say, I am promoting this kingdom? Yes. The woman remembered how Christ picked her up today. And Jesus said to her, wherever the gospel will be preached, your name will be mentioned. Today, as I'm talking to you, I have mentioned her name. Beloved, you are not condemned. Don't condemn yourself. You don't know what God has for you. Maybe today you don't have what it takes. But Christ is preparing you for a day coming. That is why he picked you. He didn't make you die. They were going to kill the woman. Some of us, our families want to kill us. The demons, the principalities, the powers which are functioning in our family houses. They say, we caught her in the act. Some of you, they look at you and say, you are nobody. Nothing can come out of you.
If I'm not burning for Jesus, I am
the Philip of your time. And I tell you, come and see.
That I'm burning for. If it's not for
come
Jesus,
and see. If they are telling you nothing can come out of you, I am telling you, come and see what the Lord is doing. If they are telling you nothing can come out of you, you are condemned, your life is finished. We walk in the perfection of Christ. And Peter said, Jesus, what kind of proverb? So nobody can enter. Then nobody can enter into the kingdom of God. And Matthew chapter 19, I think verse number 27. Bible said, and Jesus said, for with man it is not possible, but with God all things are possible. For with God all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. And Peter continued to ask, so Jesus, if this man could not leave everything he has to follow you, what are we going to get, those of us who have left everything, our houses and everything, following you? And I love what Jesus said. Continue reading your scripture. Today is Sunday. And Jesus said, those of you who trust in me, those of you who trust in me, those of you who trust in me and not going back, those of you who encounters me to make a way where there seems to be no way, those in me, those of you who trust in me, those of you who, whatever you go through, you say, I am your God.
Tell yourself the truth.
Those of you,
tell myself, I need God.
Those of you,
I need Him to align me. For a lot of us, if He returns today or tomorrow, we know we are not aligned. So I need Him to align me. That's my
prayer.
Arrange my life to please you.
Those of you.
Arrange my life.
And Jesus said, anyone, everyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or wife or children, or lands, listen carefully.
Thing I should be thinking of,
for my name's sake, what is life? Shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. Marosha Brandia Tabadaba Lee Cabando Shabrandia and Debre Lee Cabrando Shakea Losa Brandiata. Li cabrando sheri and dabrania, dabrania. Le cabrando sheri, la dosa brandita. Le cabana da 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 da. Marosha da kadosha da da da. You are saying to God, O Lord, may my foot never depart from you. You are telling God right now, oh God, set my life. May I continue to follow you. See, that brother could not have eternal life. But Jesus promised his disciples that whatever you have left, some of us, we are supporting the kingdom with our money, with our time, with everything that we got. Jesus said, everyone who has left houses, that doesn't mean the house does not belong to them anymore. Listen carefully. Do you remember that Jesus went with Peter to his mother-in-law's house because she was sick with fever, for Jesus to pray for them? It doesn't mean that they have been taken out of their family. It means that anyone who has come to me and depended on me, whatever that person has, believes that it is me that gave unto them. So the world sees it as, no, you have left them, you have left everything. No, you have an inheritance in the Lord. I am not saying don't work. I say believe in the Lord. I am not saying that you should leave your house. What I'm saying is that you must have absolute faith in the Lord. I am not saying that leave your wife. What I am saying is that you must have absolute faith in the Lord. Believe that it's God that gave you that wife, that husband, that job you are doing, so you are not afraid to lose it for the kingdom. If that thing will separate you, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 30 coming down, it says, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Is it shame? Is it nakedness? Is it poverty? What at all? What at all? Is it sickness? So Jesus is saying, nothing should be able to separate you, because following me comes perfection. Following me comes perfection. Following me comes perfection. You are praying to God this month. Today is Sunday. I have to give you the word. I tell you, say unto God, oh God, may I follow you to the appointed time. Peter said, what will we get by following you? La, 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 la. What will I get by following you? Christ is your perfection. I tell you, the young man talks that he has everything because he was so pure. Some people see you and they sometimes call you a sorrowful, they call you a good man, they call you whatever they want to call you. But it's not by your doing, it's because you are following Christ. Sometimes most of us see pastors are so holy. It's not because they are so holy, it's because of the steps they are taking in the Lord. The moment they stop taking steps in the Lord, you will see what will happen. They are nobody. Christ is the person. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I want you to pray right now. Say, oh God, may you perfect my ways. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my life. Beloved, if you are new here, I'm going to share my number with you. I'm going to share my number with you so that you can link up. WhatsApp me, give me my WhatsApp number, and we'll add you to the group. So anytime I come live, you can also be a blessing. You can also be a blessing. Yesterday I realized that some people were asking for my number when my airtime was up. I have to go off. So this is my number. Where is my son? Gershon. Is Gershon there? Gershon. Our meeting day here is 5 Saturday early morning, 4 a.m. and Sunday early morning, 4 a.m. Today, before I got here, some people were already here. Powerful. Saturday 4 a.m. and Sunday 4 a.m. Beloved, your life. You know, some of you, you don't need prophecy. You know why? Because your ways must be corrected. See the woman who Jesus picked up. And God, Jesus prepared her to a time. Let me tell you, God needs you. Your family needs you. Jesus prepared the woman. Jesus said, go and live your life of sin. Move out of sin. And the woman was the one that prepared Jesus for his burial. The Bible said when the woman was doing that, some people were complaining. They said, that money can be used for this. It's a whole year salary of somebody. You see how people can support the kingdom. Yes, somebody whole year salary. And the woman whole year salary, she picked and buy a perfume. Say, Jesus is wealthy more than this. Some of us, we can share the life, like the life as if we are crazy. See, you are not crazy. You are crazy for Christ. Yes. Some of us, we have been praying for the kingdom. We spend our time sharing messages everywhere. I tell you, maybe you don't have the substance of money or anything, but your substance is your time to share. There will be a time you also have to support the kingdom. Don't look down on yourself. That woman God prepared, she was the same person who came to Jesus some time ago. I tell you, if you have found yourself here, you are needed for the kingdom. The kingdom needs you. That is why I am talking to you. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, let me walk on your way. You know, a lot of people will come here and they are waiting for prophecies and stuff like that. Yes, it's true. Prophecies come to energize you, gives you a directive, but I tell you, the word of God, Bible says in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The Bible says that, and the word became flesh and dwelleth among men. The word became flesh and dwelleth among men. And the word was the life and the light of men. This morning, I don't know what is going on in your life, but what I know is that God is preparing you for that day of glory. I don't know what is going on in your life, but what I know is that God is preparing you for that day. God is preparing you for that day. Sometimes, because of the things that happen in your life, you think your life is over, but I'm here to tell you, God is preparing you. See, the family of the woman gave the woman out to be killed, but Jesus went for the woman. Wherever you are right now, if your life has been given out for condemnation, Christ is coming for you. Christ is coming for you. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus Christ. May you receive grace. May you receive grace in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free. I set you free. Ha! If they have sent you out for your life to be terminated, ha! If they have brought you up to any shrine to condemn you, ha! My God, if they have brought you up They have sent you to enter Jujuba for your life to be destroyed. If there's any conspiracy at your workplace, in your family, wherever you are, you find yourself against you by the power of the Holy Ghost, I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set your soul free. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Bako paro shabandi atatata. Yesterday I told you, you are not alone. No matter what you are going through, you are not alone. If you accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, He will prepare you for the better day. That woman was condemned to die, but Jesus saved her life. And if you have been condemned for death, if they are preparing you for your burial, hey, if your life have been tied up, if they have tied up your business, they have put in a certain kind of sickness upon you, I release you now. 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 In the name of Jesus. I release your soul. I release your soul. I release your soul. I release your soul. May your soul be set free. 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 Kapatoshe. If anybody here, the devil has burdened you with any kind of sickness, put your hand there right now. Put your hand there right now. Healing power of God. Healing power of God. Take over. The healing power of God is taking over. The healing power of God is taking over. The healing power of God is taking over. Paco Paro Shablandi Atatata. Marika Paro Shekade Yadosha. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Not by my name, but in the name that is given above everything. Above the earth, in heaven and on the earth. Under the earth, Lepako Parosa Kataria Dosa, and that the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free. If your soul is being tied up somewhere, if your soul is being tied up somewhere, the Lord is telling me right now, Spirit of God, I don't know, the Lord is telling me right now, He's releasing somebody from death. Hey! Pako brado sabraniata. Lika brado sabraniata. Whatever orchestration. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are here. Spirit of God, you had a dream. And you were on the funeral grounds. Hear me. You are here. You had a dream. My God. Spirit of God, take over. The Lord. Huh? You had a dream. If you are sleeping on this life, wake up. You had a dream. You were on the funeral grounds. The Lord says to pray for you. You were on a funeral ground. Huh? No one will die. No one will die before the end of the year. You will enter into 2024. I say, you will enter into 2024. You are here. You had a dream. You were on a funeral ground. Spirit of God, take over now. Please own up. Please own up. Please own up. Thank you, Jesus. Please call in and let me talk to you. Call in. Let me speak to your life and pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will not die before your time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hello, sir. Hello, who is this? Hello.
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 Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine, sir.
Good, good, good. Thank you, Jesus. Please, your name. Your name.
My name is Nukunu.
Okay. Where are you speaking from? You had a dream whereby you were on the funeral grounds.
Yes, please. I had it 3 times that same day.
Jesus. See, it is
the
not
same any... route.
See, it is not anybody's funeral. It is your own funeral. See how it occurred to you. It is your own funeral. That's what the Lord is telling me. The Lord said to me that somebody here had a dream. As we were praying, the person needs to be relieved. Now, I pray for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever plan in the realms of the spirit to announce your death, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I set your soul free in the name of Jesus. I set your soul free in the name of Jesus. I set your soul free in the name of Jesus. I set your soul free in the name of Jesus Christ. I set your soul free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please, we will talk after the service. So pick my number. Are you please put my number there for them? Please, you can drop. We'll talk after the
Thank
service.
You,
we can even add you to this. Kabada brandia tada. Le kabrandia shabada brandia tada. Yes, Lord. Adipa, how are you doing?
Papa, the patrol me hoye pa.
Let's go.
Me di ni di. And me bom pa ya na jenu me use. Omu shise yin ta di eba me di mbebi ame wose si.
Kabada shabrandia tada. We pray for you. None of you will die. In the name of Jesus. Adipa, you are entering into 2024 now. Those who are coming for you will not stand in the name of Jesus. If there's any plan of the devil, any plot of the devil to take your life, it will not stand. If there's anybody close to you, very, very close to you, and very, very important in your life, whose life is about to be taken, I use you as a point of contact, and I counsel in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, may the deliverance of the Lord come upon your life in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your soul is set free in Jesus' mighty name. We'll continue praying in Jesus' name. God bless you. Please, you can drop for another person. Now we are praying. The Lord is telling me right now, that I should pray for somebody. That anytime you are there, you feel so lonely that you feel you have been dejected and rejected. I don't know. The Lord is telling me you feel like even committing suicide. You feel like committing suicide. You feel like committing suicide. Who is that person here? Sometimes suicide. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Kabada brandi ata bada bada busha. because of how complicated the issue is, maybe you wouldn't want to come up here. But pick up my line, my number, and call me after the service. You feel you are alone, and sometimes it comes into your mind to end your life. Wow.
When everything wanted fall apart, when my life no one makes sense,
thank you, Jesus. All,
my assurance is I'm not alone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you were seated on the throne.
See, when no matter what is going on in your life, I don't know. But the Spirit of the Lord says to speak to somebody right now.
When it be like, say, my life they wish, my assurance is I'm not alone. Jesus, you are seated on the throne.
You feel like ending your life.
I know that alone. I know that alone.
Every spirit, you demonic spirit, for Bible says we demolish every pretension and every knowledge that sets itself above the knowledge of God. We demolish. I demolish every pretension. Anything in your life. Every pretension. Any knowledge of the devil that sets itself above the knowledge of God in your life, I command it to move out of your life now. The Lord has so much to do for you. Your family needs you. Your generation needs you. Your generation needs you.
You say you know to leave me. Now my confidence within me.
If your life reaches me that the Lord, the way God prepared Mary Magdalene,
Jesus, you are here.
That is how God is going to make you, and one day you'll be the person sponsoring the ministry. You'll be the person preaching the gospel. You'll be the person God is going to use to raise a lot of people. You are going to be. Just recently, yesterday I was saying it. A man just called me to be praying for his business because he wants to employ Christians. See, God is going to use you to open businesses and you're going to employ people. You can't end your life. God forbid. I silence that voice in the name of Jesus. This thing is coming to me so much. Please, if you are here and that spirit has been speaking to you like you are alone and you have to end your life, especially those that you feel like you have to end your life, please, after the service, call me. Let me talk to you and speak the mind of God concerning your life.
When my life don't make sense at all, my assurance,
I have 10 minutes to live. 10 minutes. Now, let me prophesy to the lives of some people here. All that I told you is that Christ is your perfection. Christ is your perfection. Continue to follow him. Follow his steps. When you fall, rise. Continue following. Sometimes it becomes difficult. Continue following. Continue following. Continue following. I They say, continue following.
I know the Lord.
Continue following.
I know the
God bless you. Now, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, Atu, I'll talk to you after the service.
Jesus, you are with me.
Thank you, Jesus. And if God bless you, Jude.
Jesus, you are with me.
Jude, do you have anyone who is outside in Europe or America? Jude, come up. Jude, let me come up and let me ask you a question. The Lord says to pray for somebody in your life outside of this country. Are you a Ghanaian? Are you in Ghana? Jude, are you in Ghana? Yes, the Lord is telling me that I should pray. That is why I'm asking if you are in Ghana. Jude, come up, call in and let me talk to you quickly. The Lord said I should pray for somebody, and we are going to use you as a point of contact. Labrandi Ataba. Jude, take my number. The Lord said that I should hold on. Take my number. Then we'll talk after the service, okay? God bless you. I do, please put my number there. Thank you, Jesus. Baro Shabra Dirara. Kadoshi Kadoshi. Thank you, Jesus. When I get to you, what the Lord says to me is what I tell you. Jessica, are you here? Jessica. Is Jessica here? Jessica, are you here? Jessica, I pray for you. Wow. Jessica, I see four men fighting for you. I can't say those things here. Jessica, I see four men fighting for you. Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Powerful Spirit of God, take over. Four men. Jessica, let's talk after the service, okay? God bless you. When I get to you, what the Lord says to me, Cornelia, if you are here, please put up your name so that I can locate you. I have 6 minutes more. Kabaro shabrandi atabrandi ataba. Le kado she kadarahando shabrandiya. Refugees, join, please follow me. If you, today's your first time, please follow me so that whenever I come live. We have services on Saturday 4 a.m. Ghana time, and then Sunday 4 a.m. Ghana time, so that you can have an encounter. Please take my number. Refuge, God bless you for joining.
Jesus,
you are with me. If you are here, please put your name out there so that what the Lord says to me, just comment. You are here, and then the brand new shabra. Kabado shabra diata. Jessica, please take the number. Labrando shika labrando.
I am confident you're in control.
Madam Elena.
I know you make a way where the seems to be.
I pray for you. Let's talk after the service, okay? See, Madam Elena, let me say this before I forget.
so that when we are talking, you know, miss, not everything that I say, the trees will say, a higher climb. Jesus, you are here with me. I see a wind being set up in your family. But we'll talk after the service. You feel me, Charles? You, God bless you. Wow. I pray for you that may the Lord deliver you from anything of the devil. I pray for you that any bloodline thing will not fight you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You feel me? I pray for you. Anything called bloodline will not be able to fight you. Anything called bloodline will not be able to fight you. God, because of your service, the Lord is telling me that because of your service, in the Lord, continue. Don't give up. That's what the Lord says, I should tell you. Right after the service, you can call me. I have 3 minutes more. Because of your service, if you are doing anything in the house of the Lord and you are getting tired of it because of what people are saying, you feel me, Charles. Go back to your first love. Your water in the Lord. That is your water, your source of life. That is your source of life. You feel me, Charles? That's what the Lord says, I should tell you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Brother Sammy. Hey. Rasham, I'm so sorry. Eh? Forgive me. I wasn't able to talk to you the last time. Forgive me. But after the service, please call. The moment the service ends, please call. I'm going to talk to you. No matter what the devil will do, the door that has been opened, you are going to enter in Jesus' name. No sickness of the devil will be able to shut your dreams. In the name of Jesus. I have 1 minute more. 1 minute more. Now I pray for everybody on this life. I pray for everybody, and I thank God for your life, and I set you free from the hands of the devil. May the covenant of the Lord be upon you now and forevermore. Now we have been having the live on Saturday, 4 a.m. So take note of it, 4 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. So please, follow me so that those of you who are new here, follow me quickly. When you tap on my name, you can follow me quickly. And then whenever I come on live, and you can pick up my number so that we will add you to a group. We are trying to create a group whereby we can have discussions. Those of you who want to support in different ways, you can support in different ways. Yes, in different ways, by sharing the life. Any way you can support the kingdom, by your own way of preaching the gospel. Yes, you can do that. And then we see how best we can raise this channel of the glory of God. Yes, because a lot of people, the Lord said to me, the first day I came on this life about 2 months ago, I've been on this at least about 2 months ago. Yes, and the Lord is doing wonders. When I came on the first day, the Lord said to me, it's about to reach the world, which is message through this channel. And some of you, God is going to use you. God is going to use you to reach everywhere. So please take the number, be part of the team, be part of the team. And I know you have not seen me before. I have not seen you before. Some of you have not even known you anywhere. But spiritually, we know ourselves. The Lord is going to use all of you to be a blessing. And we are going to create a team. I know God is going to raise people to support this ministry to that level he wants it to be. You are blessed. I love you all. Brother, you are such a person. Atu, you are doing great. God bless you so much. You are doing great. And the anointing of God will touch you. Madam Mimi, one of our supporters in this